Nobody gives a get to his friend's wife. Halacha is you give a get to your wife, not to your friend's wife. So therefore, you don't have to write down midoy. You don't have to write down that this piece of paper comes from me. We know it, the sword of medicine comes from you. A husband that gives his wife a get, you don't have to write inside the get, from this get, from me. Because everybody knows that halacha. That nobody gives a get to somebody else's wife. The get is only to your wife. But since the get is always to your wife, here by gittin, that's why the rabbanon say a svara, you don't have to have your dayim mechichas. Because it's automatically mechiach. Mashenken, I'll tell you, by hilchos nedorim, could be there where someone says the word mefushani mimoch, maybe the rabbanon agree to Rava that would not be good, that your dayim shei mechichas for regular nedorim, that would not be enough. So far, so machlokes abaye v'rova, and we're saying now it's not totally the machlokes by gittin. The machlokes by gittin is a separate machlokes, because maybe there we need treses, because everybody knows Allah is there, you're not megarish your friend's wife. Ma'ashenkin by nedorim or by nazirus, we have this machlokes abaye in rova, like we had before Shmuel, that a rova and Shmuel both hold yodayim has to be machichos. It has to mean 100% we see from the beginning what you mean. And mefreshani by itself is not enough. You have to end off mefreshani imoch. Sheni toyim lecho. You have to end off that way. And Abaye says no. Yodayim, if you just said mefreshani imoch, most probably you mean to say you don't want to be able to eat from him. And later if you tell us that's what you meant, that's enough for loshen of an eder. Even though it's not 100% mechiach, that's enough. Then we have a kasha. Meis, we have a kasha. Says alocha, harehu olai. Somebody says, Hare you olai, that this person should be upon me, is Hare ze osur. This thing is osur. He said, Hare you olai, whatever it was bread or food. He said, this thing should be upon me. So, this is a yad. He did not end off and say, Hare you olai kekorbin. If he would have said, like, kika ze olai kekorbin, that's a real lashon eder. You're saying, this piece of bread is to me like a korbin. Here it's only a yad. He only started off the lashon, he did not finish it. But he said, Hare you olai, this thing is upon me. So locher is, Hare ze osar, his tak osar. Why? Mivneishu yad lekorbin. Because this is called a good case of a yad for alochov, as if you would have said, kekorbin. Like the real lashon neder would have been, if you would have ended off and say, this piece of bread should be upon me like a korbin. That's a real good lashon neder. You're making this piece of bread like an issa korbin to be osar to you. But now that you just started off the lashon, you did not end it off, that's called the yad. This is called the yad, the korban. Now the diik is, taima diyomer olai. Because he said the word, harehu olai, this is upon me. Hu diyoser. That's why we said whatever it is also to him. Avalo yomer olai. But if he wouldn't have said the word olai, he just would have said, harehu loi. Then when we say, if he has a piece of bread in front of him, and he says, harehu, that means nothing. So kashra is, why not? Harehu also means something. L'chur, it's a yadayim. L'chur, harehu, this. What do you mean, this? L'chur, what you meant to say is, this piece of bread should be yosa to me. So true, it's not 100%, it's not yadayim achichos, but I call upon him, it's yadayim. So the Mishnah's mashma, that would not be good. It's only good if you at least say, harehu olai. This has to be upon me. If it has to be upon me, that's a pretty clearly that you meant to say it should be upon you like an issa korban. But if you don't say the word olai, just the word harezeh, even though it's a yad, it's no good. So Chura Zmar says, to yuftu d'abaya, there should be a kasha to abaya. To abaya says, yodayim shein mechichas is also good. Zmar says, no. Omalach abaya, abaya answers like this. Taima diyomar olai, hu diyoser. The reason why he's also teaches priest of bread, or whatever was in front of him, is because he said, harehu olai. This thing should be upon me. Abul omar harehu. But if the person would have just said, Harehu, this is, Floyomar Olai, and he would have not said the word Olai upon me, you know what it could be he meant to say? It could be he meant to say, Harehu the Hefker. He just meant to say, this should be Hefker. Or Harehu the Tztaka, this should belong to Tztaka. Of course, that's also a way of talking. When somebody wants to make something Hefker, you know what you say? You say, Harehu Hefker. If you want to make something Tztaka, you say, Harehu the Tztaka. See, if he would have just said the word Harehu, words, this is not even called Yodayim at all. There's the Amadregis. Yodayim means that, most probably mean that way, even though it's not 100%. But here it's like 50-50. So 50-50 chance everybody agrees is not even called the Yad. So That's why here it's no good. Because see, if he would have just said the word harehu, harehu could just as well mean you want to make this piece of bread hefka. Who says harehu, this should be like, this should be a neder to me? Who said that? Maybe he meant to say harehu the hefka, harehu the tzaka kama. So Mela, that's why here it's no good. Whereas the kashai, v'mipnei shu yad l'korban ketoni. But Smashmano, it says here, Rehu Alai is also, because it's the Yad LeKorban. Mashmano, we're talking about clearly, it's a Shiloh of a Korban over here. Like, there's no question about making it Hefker over here. So only question, does he mean to make it into a Korban or not? It says, Arehu, Leshu Yad LeKorban, it says. Yadran says, Mikatoni Shu Yad LeNeder. Does it say it's only a Yad LeNeder here? Yad LeKorban, Ketoni. It says it's the Yad for Korban. To the korban arehu below yalai heavy yad shekain derecham isnadvin loymer harehu korban, because people talk that way when you want to make something for a korban. Like if you want to make it into a neder, true, then you wouldn't have to say harehu alai. But if you just want to make it into a korban, lechur it's normal to say harehu korban. V'yafilu ochi dafka v'yolai, you have to say harehu alai ke korban. Shemamina tzvila yadayim shemichichat lehevin yadayim. Lechur it's a raya here. Not like Abaya, Smashmi Yudayim, has to be Mechichos. Just the word Harehu. Even though that's a normal way to talk Harehu Korban, it won't be Osir over here. So you see, L'chur, not like Abaya. So Marin says, Ela Eimo, say like this better. Taima di Omar Olai, Hu Osir v'chavere muta. You know why the L'chur is only he is Osir, and not his friend? It's because he said the word Harehu Olai. Harehu Olai, let's say there's a piece of bread or an animal in front of you. So what you mean to say is Harehu Olai means this should be upon me. What does that mean? That whatever you want to do, you only want to make the din upon you and not upon somebody else. So then we say, you mean to say, this should be like an Issa Neder, like a Korban, to you. Avolam Harehu, but if the person would have just said Harehu, this should be, you know what then it would be, according to Abaya. It's good, it's a Yad Shein Mechiyach. And Abaya says it's called a good Yad. But you know what it would be then? It would be Shnei Masurim. I tell you, both people would be also to use it. Why? The Dilma Harehu Hegdish Kamar. The Lav Davka to people, it means everybody. As you have your animal in front of you, and you say Harehu, you know what the word Harehu is. We have to be afraid maybe you meant to end off Harehu Korban, that you wanted to make this animal itself into a Korban. And then you have a right to make your animal into a Korban, and then the Lacher is its Hegdish, that nobody could have enjoyment from it. So that's John the Bryce according to Abaya. The reason why it's a Yad LeNeder that we say the animal is only also to you and not to anybody else, because you said Harehu Olai, this should be upon me. What do you mean upon you? That's the beginning of a Lashon of a Neder, that this animal like should be upon me like Hegdish, like a Korban, it should be also to me. But to everybody else it's Mutter. But if he would have said the word Harehu, then we have to be afraid what he meant to say is Harehu Hegdish, and it will be also to everybody. So therefore, there's no kasha and abaya. There's no proof here. What's the loch of Yudayim Shei Mechichas? Next, we have another kasha. There's a Tesefta in the Tumura that says like this. Somebody says Harehu Chatas. Somebody says about an animal, his own animal, this should be a Chatas, Harehu Chatas. Or else Harehu Oshem, he has an animal in front of him, and he says this animal should be a Korban Oshem. So the Tesefta says, Afa pishu chayiv chates v'yosham, even though this person did averis, he ate chalif, he did an osham gzelis, he was mechayiv to bring korban osham, he had a chid to bring korban chates, still the din is, lo yom aklum, he said nothing. That's not called a good loshin to make this korban into, to make this animal into your korban chates. What about if he says, harezu chatosi, that this animal should be for my korban chates chatosi, like for the chet that I did, this should be the korban for it, or else harezu ashomi, this should be the korban ashom for me. Then it depends. If this person did the chet, did the avera, that he has to bring a korban ashom or a korban chates, is the bar of kayom, very good. What he said is good. So the chur here, it's tiyufta d'abai, here it's a kashan abaya. But what does the beginning say? If he says harezu chates, that's no good. Why? Because you're supposed to say harezu chatosi, it's my chatis. Stop saying the word harezu chatis, know what it can mean? It can mean you want to bring in a davar, you want to bring a present. Usually when you bring a present, that's what you say. Harezu oilo, harezu shlomim. That's usually the way you talk. Now, a korban chatas, you can't bring a nedava, you can't bring up a present. A korban chatas is only if you have a chayv. So the lashon is no good. So if you say, harezu chatosi, that's good. You say, this is for my chet. But harezu chatas, it's a yad for a neder, for a nedava, that's no good. But a korban on the kashri, it's only yadayim shem achichas. Like, it's not 100%. He's saying, harezu chatas, maybe the churi means tend off, it should be for my chatas, because he's mechuyib chatas. Still we say, no, nothing doing, since you could also mean pretty well, it's a lashon of a nedava, of a present, and you're not allowed to bring a chatas for a present, you see here nothing doing, so what's a kasha on Abaya? So Gemara answers, Erech Nami, Omolach Abaya, Abaya has to answer, this Tosefta, I admit, is not like me, but you know why? Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, I tell you, this Tosefta goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, that holds what? Yodayim, Shein Mechichas, Lehevin Yodayim. So therefore, Abaya says, and me myself, I hold that the Rabban and Shita, that'll be good. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, I agree it's no good. For the Gemara, it's not true. We just got finished saying, Ivo Abayu Diyom, Abaya himself just said before, Ano Diyam Rafilu Rabbi Yehuda. Abaya just said before, even though I say, Yodayim Shein Mechichas is good, and Rabbi Yehuda says by get, you have to write down Vedein and Minoi. So Abaya said, there's no kasha. That Rabbi Yehuda only said it by Hilchas Gerushin, because it's a din of Krisus. That's where it has to be clearly. But Mashra by Nedarim, or by Nigre Hegdish, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, like to Abaya, Yodayim Shem Mechichas would be good. Since so, this to set as a kasha and Abaya. So Moses and Echnami, Hoda Bey, I tell you Abaya was chayza from this. That Abaya says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds all over, Yodayim Shem Mechichas, Lehev and Yodayim. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And therefore, if we have a Tesefta that says like this, I'll tell you, this Tesefta goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. But me, myself, Abai himself, he holds that the Rabban and Shita, that Yodayim Shem Mechichas is heaven Yodayim. So, Huri Elu, what you mean to tell me then, Elu Lema, you mean to tell me now is that Rav Adiyamak Rabbi Yehuda, that Rav also, since Abai says he only goes according to the Rabbanin, so it should come out now that Rav now only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. That Rav that says you need your Yodayim Mechichas by Nedarim goes like Rabbi Yehuda Shita by Gittin, that you have to speak out clearly, Vedain, with this piece of paper, I mean, no, for me. The Gemara says, no, that's not, that you don't have to say. Amalach Rav, Rav can answer and say like this, I know me, myself, Rav, the Yam Rafil Rabbanan, that I don't have to change. Rav that says by Nedarim, a Yad at the beginning of a Lashon has to be clearly what you mean, could even go according to the Rabbanan Shita. Even though the Rabbanan by Gittin said doesn't have to be clearly, because like we said before, Ad kam loy kami Rabbanan loy binin yadayim echichos elagabe get. When do the Rabbanan say that it's enough to write in the get the lashon of harayat muteres echol adam, you're muter to everybody, even though it's not mechichos, that's only good by Gittin. You know why? Tiyein adam migamash aseshes chameroi. Nobody goes to give a get to his wife's friend. So everybody knows that it's your get, it's the husband's get. You don't have to write inside it, minoi from me. Avo bialma, other halachas of nedarim on ezirus or kabonis, could be, Avad Rabbi Yehuda also agrees, the Rabban also agrees, bin in yodayim mechichas. That you have to have yodayim mechichas. So koponim, we don't come out to klo halacha here, so machloikas abayev rabba, she yodayim mechichas, have yodayim, Allah have yodayim. But usually the klal is usually paskin like rabba, and mefrat shmul also paskin like this, so kor the halacha is, Yodayim Shem Mechichas is loy heavy Yodayim. It has to be, that could be Mechichas. Alright, turn over.